This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Never settle. Unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips. Experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Follow us on social media at Chad Hartman Show, at Dave_Harrigan. On Twitter. Again, at Chad Hartman Show, at Dave_Harrigan. On Instagram, I'm on that, Chad Hartman Show. And also podcast us. So many different ways to consume the show. You're driving around right now in the snow. Good luck to you. Be smart. Don't be a fool. You got the radio on. You're at home. You got the radio on. You got HD. If you listen all the time, thanks so much. But guess what? People are busy. And you may catch a part of the show. You might want to catch more. You might want to be selective in which segments you like, which segments you don't. Chad Hartman Show, anywhere you get your podcasts, outside of it's another company that doesn't own us, just punch in Chad Hartman Show. You'll have the opportunity for an entire hour, the entire show, half hour segments. Dave does a great job with this, so check it out. I saw this one late yesterday, Dave. Variety.com. The 100 greatest roles 21st century. So again, I don't want Lucille Ball, I Love Lucy. I don't want Ed Asner, Mary Tyler Moore. 21st century, 100 greatest roles. How about I'll start at 15? 15 to 1. I want people to chime in. What do you have? One or two? Three or four? One that just stands out and by far is the best. And we'll give you some examples here. 15, a show I've talked about many times that I think is massively underrated. But I don't think she was the best on it. Carrie Russell as Elizabeth Jennings, The Americans. Her husband in real life, her husband on the show, Matthew Rhys, I thought was better. I thought he was more subtle. It was more the slow burn. The show was also the slow burn. She was more overt. She was the true believer throughout. Remind me, Dave, did you watch The Americans?
Not all the way through. Maybe two seasons, I bet we made it through. Got to get back to it.
Okay. Michael Chiklis, Vic Mackey, The Shield. This is on my list probably of 10 shows where I have no excuse. Should have watched it. People I really trust and writers and observers, they love this show. I didn't think of Chiklis this way, but they think highly. Did you watch The Shield?
I did not, but you're right. People that watched The Shield loved The Shield.
Regina King in Watchmen. I watched the first couple episodes of it, and I thought it was different, but I didn't stay with it. HBO. So it's HBO. Most likely, you didn't watch it because you weren't willing to pay for HBO.
That's exactly right.
Thank you. Steve Carell, Michael Scott, The Office. What do you think?
I think that's perfectly deserved.
Yeah, he's 12. I don't love The Office like a lot of people. In fact, I probably think it's overrated. But I also will admit I probably haven't watched enough of it. But when I see his clips, he's amazing.
Yeah.
I still think Gervais is better. But that show spawned a lot. I mean, a lot of great characters, a lot of conversation. And he's the focus of it. When he left, it wasn't the same. Okay, I don't know this one at all. I apologize. Michaela Cole, Arabelle Esadu, I May Destroy You. HBO 2020, it may have been brilliant. I hope I'm coming close, if not pronouncing the name exactly right. Do you know this one at all?
I know nothing about it.
Yeah. One of the few on this list where I'm like, I've never heard of it. Grey's Anatomy is still on the air, correct?
It is, as far as I know. Yes.
My God. Sandra Oh as Dr. Christina Yang. Sandra Oh has had a lot of success.
Yeah, she's good on the show. I had a long run of sticking with Grey's Anatomy.
Did you?
Yeah, a few seasons.
Okay, this is one of my 10 favorite shows of all time. So this for sure, and I would pick her too if I had to pick one. Ray Seahorn, Kim Wexler, Better Call Saul.
I don't like that they only pick one person from every specific show. That, you can't have two from Better Call Saul. Come on. We want Saul too, don't we?
Yes, right. So I didn't go through the whole list. Was that the criteria?
That's what it looked like to me. Yeah, I only saw one person from every particular show they had.
Okay. Andre Brower. Okay, so where are you thinking Andre Brower's from?
I think he's from Brooklyn
Homicide,
99.
Something like that. From Brooklyn 999. All right, I think I might have given an extra nine.
Yeah, Brooklyn, a lot of nines.
I'm going to give him one more nine.
Number nine.
I didn't realize we were Yankee Stadium briefly there for a second. I didn't watch a second of it. I'm sorry. I think Sandberg's funny. I think he's great. And it lasted for a while. This is a Carter one. Carrie Coon, The Leftovers. Carter touted that. Some other friends of mine touted that. Not an easy show to watch. That's kind of my takeaway. That wasn't exactly your upbeat lark. But a lot of people really did like it. Number six, Omar Little. If he was even higher, I would have no problem with it. From The Wire. He's got to be... on a show with about 30 picks, it's got to be Omar, right?
He leads this show off every single day at noon.
Yep. I was guessing number five on this list was going to be number one. Bryan Cranston is Walter White.
Wouldn't have had an argument from me. Bryan Cranston
should. What's that?
I said you wouldn't have had an argument from me if it was number one.
Yeah, he should be number one. But let's keep going. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Yeah. Lisa Kudrow as Valerie Cherish, The Comeback.
And I've never seen the show, but I do know that the list just lost all credibility.
I mean, get out of here. I watched a couple episodes. It was funny, but stop. I mean, this is just a list trying to show we're not going to follow the same pattern. That's all this is, correct?
Yeah, it's clickbait now. It's a very, it's a Blois-like list. It's as authoritative as Blois' authoritative lists.
That's fair. That's a fair description. And it's not meant positively. Mm-mm. Let's be clear.
It is not.
Number three, Elizabeth Moss as Peggy Olson, Mad Men. All right. No one loves Mad Men than the producer of the Jason Rush show, Dan Cook. He's obsessed with it. She's tremendous. She's better in, why am I blanking, the Mike Pence show. The very religious show. Handmaid's Tale. She's better than that. Get out of here. It's John Hamm. If you're picking one person from Mad Men, it has to be John Hamm, doesn't it?
I would think so.
Number two, a show I absolutely loved. Wish it was still on, but it ended earlier, and it ended great. Jeremy Strong as Kendall Roy, Succession. Now, again, no HBO, but did you watch a little bit of this? Remind me.
No, I never got into it.
He was just phenomenal in this show. Brian Cox is a strong, strong contender. But I get they're not going with the lead every time. And to be honest, there were years where Jeremy Strong really was the lead. And number one, did you look at number one yet?
I did.
Go ahead. Tell everybody.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus as Selena Meyer, Veep.
She's amazing.
It's a great show. And she is absolutely tremendous.
It's such a tremendous show. The writing is so good. You can't be on your phone and watch this show. It's filthy. If you're looking for Mayberry RFD, wrong show. And as I've said before, I think they went, if they didn't go too far, they went borderline too far the last four or five episodes. My God, as someone who is, as you know, not prudish in any way, even I was like, my God, did they really say that?
It's HBO. You can say anything.
Oh, man.
Your favorite show of all time. Did you see who made the list from Curb?
Okay, I did not.
They were right smack in the middle, number 50 on the list. Who do you think made it?
I'm going Leon. That's who they picked.
It is not Leon. I would have picked Leon. Or, of course, Larry.
Because I just assumed the way you asked it, it wasn't going to be Larry. Susie. Yep. Speaking of filthy,
yes.
Susie would have fit right in with Veep. Okay. And the thing about Curb, and again, it's, as you said, it's my favorite show of all time. It's just Larry and the writers. Here's the outline of the show. Here's the outline of the segment and riff. They don't write lines. So it's hard to, judge characters. But come on, Leon is more of a compelling character than Susie, right?
You pick Leon if you want to go outside the box, or else you pick Larry. Just like you pick, the Office had great characters, but you pick Michael Scott. Curb's got great characters, but you pick Larry.
Yeah, absolutely, positively correct. Okay. For you, and we know we have plenty of people love TV. This is in the 21st century, everybody. Carol Burnett does not count. 21st century. Greatest characters. Greatest performances. Funny, serious, bizarre, whatever you have. What do you want to offer up? Text probably easier. If you want to elaborate, you can. Phone call. But I think a text probably works a little better. What character? Who do you have? What show? And this character still stays with you now. 651-461-9226.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
Arrhythmias that occur in the top part of the heart can be merely distracting or quite serious, such as atrial fibrillation in the atria, which carries a risk for stroke. But cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero says the most concerning rhythm disorder occurs in the ventricle.
The bottom part has some arrhythmias. The most significant one is ventricular fibrillation, which is the cause of sudden cardiac death, which is the number one cause of death in this country. It almost outweighs all cancers combined. Unfortunately, that could be the first presentation of heart disease, is sudden death. a small percentage of patients who show up with their first heart attack have sudden death, an arrhythmia problem, and that's devastating.
Learn more at DeboraHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Debora Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Debora.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Am I wrong? In about 10 minutes or so, we're talking about Variety's list. Top 100 greatest performance, greatest characters. Again, 21st century on. Part of what I like about the list, Dave, and I want you to chime in, by the way. Listeners out there, 651-461-9226. You can react to a character we mention, an actor, actress we mention, or offer up something yourself. Again, 651-461-9226. I like that you have such a cross-section, Dave, from humor to drama, from shows that lasted a year to shows that lasted 10 years to shows that are four episodes long. I think that's a good way to do it, right? If you're literally going to say the 100 greatest performances, you can't narrowcast. You got to make it available.
Yeah, sure you do. And you've had plenty of great actors that have done these, you know, short series that are very popular, very bingeable right now. They were tremendous, whether it was, like you said, four episodes, six episodes, or a 10-year run.
Adam Carter as Chad Hartman. I haven't seen that performance yet. Be a waste of time.
How about Adam Carter or Chad Hartman in the TV hits with Channel 4?
Yeah. We are robbed. We should still be doing those. Jim Parsons as Sheldon Cooper and James Rhode as Sean Spencer? Okay, I don't know the second. Jim Parsons definitely gained a lot of traction as Sheldon, right?
Yes, and he was, he won a bunch of Emmys, as far as I remember.
He did. And then, his character stood out so much, they did the prequel which I think just ended, right?
Yeah, a couple of years ago, and I think they're working on another spinoff now.
Another one?
Yes.
Man. She's on the list. It's Julia Garner in Ozark. I think she's in the 80s. You know, to me, that's a little bit like Beth Dutton with Yellowstone. And she's, I think she's like 98 or 99. My God, the lead from The Bear is 100. He's not high enough, by the way. He's that damn good. He should have been higher. I just sometimes think when a character is so over the top, borderline 100% of the time, she's not quite as over the top as Beth Dutton. It can kind of wear you out a little bit, right?
Yeah, it can. And a lot of people definitely were worn out by Julia Garner on Ozark. A lot of cussing.
I was.
A lot of cussing. But, I mean, she was incredible on the show.
Yeah, right. She was by far the best character. I think Ozark is fine. I think it's ludicrous when people bring up Ozark with Sopranos and The Wire and Breaking Bad. I mean, and Mad Men, or Patriot, you know, or the Americans. Get out of here.
Laura Linney on Ozark, too. Awesome.
Yes.
She was great.
You know, I mean, Bateman had to play that subtle character so often, and sometimes it's harder to stand out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, to me, the two females were the two stars for sure. A lot of people touting various characters. Deadwood. I never saw Deadwood. Deadwood and Justified are a couple of shows kind of like The Shield, where people rave about it, but I didn't see it. Did you?
No, never tried either one.
A lot of people talk about Walton Goggins in The Shield also. Gandolfini. Okay. He has to be on the list, right?
He's not.
Did you see him?
He's not on the list. The criteria for the list are shows that debuted after January for honor after January 1st, 2000.
Okay.
Which is why Sopranos isn't on there.
Yeah. My thinking was if they ran 21st century, but okay. I understand that.
I was going to say, until I had to look up, because honestly, this was one of my biggest snubs I thought about, Dwayne Johnson as The Rock on WWE Entertainment. Honestly, 100%, I'm being completely honest. True.
Yeah, no. Well, so if they had, okay, so because he's pre then, right? When did The Rock first appear, 90s?
Yeah, it was late 90s.
Okay. So now it's 2000 on WWE, the guy who's become the star the last 6-7 years is Roman Reigns.
Yep.
But I'm guessing just for total appeal during that entire time, they'd say Cena, right?
I think so. Disappointingly so.
Yeah. But for the role he's played. Yeah. And for those who are wrestling, yeah. What was the combo sale of UFC and WWE? Was it $22 billion?
It was not a small amount.
It was not a small amount. And the recent Netflix contract, I mean, all those things. Texter says, every character on Modern Family, I did see who they picked. Did you see?
Yes, they did.
They picked the right one.
Yeah, Phil Dunphy, obviously.
Phil, by far the best. Don't you think? Because I've said it before, I think some of the characters became such a stereotype that it annoyed me.
Yeah, well, and he's a complete stereotype, too, as the, you know, dopey dad who's always doing everything wrong. And, you know, the wives are always angry at him. The kids are annoyed with him. But you know what? He did it maybe better than anybody.
Jeff Bridges, the old man. Hear great things about that. Hank, Californication. That's got to be 90s too, right?
I think so.
With Duchovny? Yeah. Very. Very good show. Anything else stand out for you?
It would have been nice to see Odenkirk on the list. I get Ray Seahorn, and you got to give it to Cranston for Breaking Bad. But, man, he was good in both of those shows. He was tremendous.
Yeah, he's so good.
A show that I loved in the mid-2000s, I think it debuted in like 03, 04, on Comedy Central, Reno 911, Thomas Lennon as Lieutenant Dangle. I would put him on the list.
I could come up with five characters on Patriot. I just love Patriot so much. A couple other texts, news items, and we'll get to Am I Wrong?
Take your time.
Mr. That's Harrigan funny. And the committee. Speaking of the WWE, not hearing a lot on your show about how massively underqualified Linda McMahon is for Education Secretary. It's fair, because it's hard to keep track of the number of people who I think were massively underqualified. RFK Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, Cash Patel. Linda McMahon, nothing, right? Any qualifications at all?
Well, not strong qualifications, but you could also argue how qualified do you need to be to run an organization that the president wants to dump anyway.
That's it. It's such a weird situation. And obviously the husband's been, he's had a good run in the news.
Ugh.
U.S. Army making some news through Twitter. U.S. Army will no longer allow transgender individuals to join the military and will stop performing or facilitating procedures associated with gender transition for service members. Stay tuned for more details. Is it a surprise, would you say?
Nope.
It's not. It's a complete change for Donald Trump. This is Donald Trump paying attention where a part of his followers are, some of the evangelicals are. Donald Trump, come on, for decades and decades and decades of his life, didn't care if you were straight, bisexual, lesbian, transgender, didn't care at all. But now, because he's so aware of where the evangelicals are and how they're hypnotized by him, that we're going with the policy where, again, we're chasing something where it affects so small people. And again, can we have a fair conversation in our country about transgender with kids in right places? But it's turned into so much hate. Not a reasonable conversation. Now where both sides are heard, just generalizing, and of course being belligerent. Oh, there's only two genders. Yep. For me, can I personally identify with that feeling? No. But the basis of my compassion and empathy is not whether I have felt it myself. And if people who I know, including somebody I know very, very well, who is a great human being, felt like he was born a male and should be a female, and as an adult wants to make that decision, they should follow their pursuit. Kids younger, no, we need to step in. But the idea of people in the military, they can't be qualified in this area, don't buy it for a second. Not for 1 second. But we gotta play in the culture wars, and then we gotta turn individuals who are just like you and me in 99% of our lives, but they, as adults, were allowed to make this decision, but we have to ostracize them and belittle them. So congrats on that. It's shameful. Am I wrong? Next. Let's go, Dave Arrigan.
Oh, you're very excited to get this started today.
I am. Let's go.
Well, let's start with a little Valentine's Day, shall we? Because it is, of course, the day of love.
Am I waiting for your gift? I don't have anything so far.
Keep waiting. Okay. You've used those words before. Finance Buzz. You're familiar with Finance Buzz. I'm sure you are. An online financial information resource. The only folks I trust with my financial decisions, of course. They analyzed the price of a dozen long stem roses this Valentine's Day, Chad, by checking
I'm familiar.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. I'm sure you read all their stuff. They checked with not just three, but at least three florists or flower shops in each state. And they say, after crunching the numbers, the average cost around the country for 12 long stem roses, $90.50.
I paid more.
Wow. Well, then this is for you. Because first of all, that's utterly absurd. Nobody should believe that's the actual average. My goodness gracious. Second, if your spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, side action, whoever it may be, shows up tonight with a dozen gorgeous roses that they spent almost $100 on, you should thank them for that beautiful, loving, and romantic gesture, and then absolutely dump them on the spot for their financial buffoonery. Anybody who spends that much cannot be trusted with money and is not worth your dating time.
Am I wrong? God, I hope Lindsay bought you some flowers. That would be just tremendous.
I got her a nice, lovely dozen roses last night, and it was a lot less than $90.50.
Did you go steal them from somebody else's house?
Yes,
is that what
I did.
You did?
No, I just mugged somebody outside the flower shop.
What's happened to WCCO encouraging assaulting people? Do we have a theory outside of just normal inflation why roses are so expensive this year?
Rose flu.
Are we blaming Joe for this one? Is this Biden one? Or is this Donald? Are we blaming Donald for this one? Because, yes, when I did order those recently, I did go to the Elizabeth Garden. What? Now, I went with the accent flowers, too. I mean, are they accent flowers? How much more are those? But, man, good to be in the roses business right now.
I mean, this is your day. I guess you got to make hay, right?
What percentage of couples actually think Valentine's Day is worth doing?
I think it's still over 50%. I'm going to go with 62%.
Yeah, I think that's probably about right. I think there are plenty, though, just who not quite to your level with a gift, but it'd be like, just knock it off. I love you. You love me. Let's just keep going.
I don't think the insult was needed, but it's fine. The downtown skyways today, a buzz this morning, and I'm sure they
will. What's going on?
All weekend. Well, you know what's going on. It's the state high school dance competition, man. It is going on, and it is going down at Target
Center. Should we try to call and get an update on what's going on with the South St. Paul crew?
I mean, they were very busy. They have a lot going on today. Adam Carter, you know, can't work today. Yeah, do that. Anyway, the committee they saw all the action today, and at least you know the action of everybody walking on the skyways in downtown.
You saw all the action.
Time to give credit where credit is due, Chad, to all the dance dads out there that the committee saw decked out in their bright, flashy, bedazzled gear. Hats off, a tip of the cap, if you will, to all of you because you are the most dedicated group of girl dads out there. Daughters are lucky to have you.
Am I wrong? I love the commitment. I think it's great. My guy, the owner of the greatest pub on planet Earth, Dermot Cowley O'Donovan's, right next to Target Center. O'Donovan's this weekend has become a haven for dance schools and dance families that have been there. I agree 1,000%. The commitment from dads and moms and sisters and family members. You think folks are wearing the Helga horns and the Dave Osborne jersey. They are all in, whether it's bedazzled, whether it's pictures, whether it's signs. The commitment is there, and I say bravo.
Yes, the committee was very impressed by some folks decked out in bright purple suits today with sequined bedazzled hats to go along with it. A Maple Grove dad with a nice velvet top and bottom thing going on. MGDT dads on the back, I saw. Very, very good.
Live it. What is the scenario where Dave Harrigan, the father of two beautiful girls, where you're going to be all dazzled? Dancing, so we've discussed dancing you're in. How about synchronized swimming? If the girls do that.
Am I going to, what, show up in a Speedo and a
Speedo
swim cap?
Swim cap and then the nose thing, too.
Whew.
Nose plugs?
Sure, yeah, nose plugs. I could definitely do that.
Is he wrong? I feel like you didn't give a verdict. Is he wrong to lionize these people dressed up? Like?
No, I love it. I'm in. Are you here to belittle, to besmirch the dance parents? Is that your opening salvo in your pursuit of the Senate seat or the gubernatorial seat? I know you haven't decided yet.
Are you going to say debate club dads are number one?
No, I think any parent who's dedicating themselves to making this state a better place by having their kid involved in activity is making us all stronger. So thank you. Thank you to
for
every
that
parent.
Slimy smile behind everything you just said.
Yeah, I mean, I was considering a very different approach, but Chad reminded me. That's what this show is going to become. My show is going to become just straight up saying nothing and being totally unoffensive as I ponder which race I should jump into.
Yeah, you haven't decided yet.
And which party?
Which party?
I'm open.
Yeah, of course you're open. Right, and you might be in both parties. It wouldn't shock me. How about this? The guy who had to take 9 to noon off, the guy who was unavailable as the doctor of love. I just texted him. Any update on results? They haven't danced yet.
Oh my God! Why did he take the day off?
What an
absolute loser! Absolute
fraud
and loser. Yeah.
Oh my God! I've just destroyed him on the text.
Did you buy the stuff? Did you buy the gear for your kid's sports? I never bought like the Maple Grove soccer or the choir dad or any of that stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
When did you realize you didn't like your children?
It was pretty soon after birth.
When they asked to go to fireworks for the first time.
They started interfering with my sleep schedule. I'm like, you know what, exactly. Kids? So entitled, this generation.
The fireworks thing, you say, go in the backyard, you might hear something.
Yeah.
We're not driving.
Wait, here, I'll light a fire. Look at the solo stove, okay?
Boom. Exactly. Let's go back to my tapes. Let's watch what I did earlier today. Hit the button, Dave. So I text Carter. Fraud and loser, ! Should have worked, ! He gave me the finger back. He's into cocktails.
That wasn't very nice.
No. No.
Dance dads.
Commit.
You know, that's how they go.
Dance dads apparently have to be there really, really early.
Got
to
get in the mindset. Yeah.
Yes. All right, what's next for the Am I Wrong committee?
Oh, funny you should ask, Chad. Let's jump right into this one because committee member Veronica showed up at the meeting this week.
We're naming the committee members.
Oh, Veronica.
I've thrown many out. We've talked to Barry early.
Yeah.
Now we've heard some Jason a couple weeks
ago.
That's
a sexy name, Veronica, I think.
I agree.
Fits the day, right?
Sure does.
Fits the day. Anyway, Veronica showed up at the meeting this week, and she was a little peeved, a little annoyed because she had stopped into Target earlier that day, and we've all complained about it, right? She went to the aisle to pick up some soap. Just a little, you know, $5 bottle
of soap.
What
kind of soap? I mean, body wash?
She just said soap. I didn't. That's not the part of the point of the story. But, you know, $5 bottle of soap, but then she had to wait.
Jason, wouldn't you feel better about the story if you knew which soap it was?
Well, when I heard $5 bottle of soap, then I'm questioning the whole story.
Could be body wash. Could have been dish soap.
Doesn't matter, I guess.
Doesn't matter. It's not the point of the story. The point is, we've all complained about it. She had to wait. She had to wait because it was behind glass, so you got to hit the button thing, and then she had to wait for somebody to show up finally, and I want this one. Can you please open up that case? Yeah, yeah, yeah. How have we hit a point in America where you've got to lock up the toothpaste, but if you're a counter service restaurant ever since COVID, it's perfectly fine to have $20, $50, $100 in a bag of food, sit it down on a shelf for anyone to take. You don't take a name. It's just sitting there. You walk it. You grab it. Everyone trusts it there. And it has occurred to me that our moral compass, we have a line. And it is clear.
Exist.
that we will steal almost anything, but you do not touch another person's food. That is officially the last frontier of that of American thievery that we will not cross.
Am I wrong?
Yes, you are. I don't buy in this life code where you go to depending upon the restaurant and it's right there. And even thieves and the worst of the criminals go, hey, your eggplant's over here. You know, I could take yours, but no, I'm not going to. I don't buy this for one second. Jason, where do you stand?
Agreed. That was a weak effort by the committee and a questionable story that sounded made up to me anyway.
Exactly. Seemed like he thought I was going to run so long the previous segment.
Yep.
He only had two of
right.
them planned.
That's what I think.
And he made up Veronica.
Did you fire back at me using eggplant? Really? That's the best.
It was a strange choice.
I don't want your eggplant. What, are you claiming that thieves are running roughshod over restaurants all over the place?
No, but I don't think.
Did you listen to what I said?
To steal the floss, they're going to say when the chicken parm is there, I can't take that. Is that more? Is that food item more mainstream for you guys?
I gotta be honest, I'm sort of confused at the whole premise of what the committee's original statement was saying.
The committee's statement.
So, like, we shouldn't lock up the soap.
No, the committee's statement is that we do have morals in this country, and there's a line we will not cross,
because
and that is stealing another man's
food.
At
the restaurant, we generally, like, no one just walks in and steals the takeout
That's
food.
Exactly right.
Huh.
I will also say
I think
this.
You're right, actually. I don't know that anyone goes to, like, you see the takeout. I just stopped listening. I got a little bored. Yeah, the story was a little lengthy.
That was one of your quickest reversals ever.
Well, I'm going to be honest, I wasn't really listening, so I thought I'd just quickly agree with Chad and we would be done with it. And then we could move on to another item and I could fake it that I wasn't paying any attention.
Well, it's the right day to fake
Alyssa
it.
Alyssa will have that feeling later tonight.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I've never heard any
more.
Complaints, and it's also because I'm probably not listening.
You're doing an Instagram video at that point.
Got a lot of sponsored posts to get done, Chad. Come on.
One more quick one then, Jason. I know I heard you mention straws this week or last week. And the fervor over
Thank
straws.
Thank God they're coming back.
Oh, who cares?
Bless you, Trump.
Who cares?
Exactly.
You know what? It's time to stand up to Big Straw. We all graduated from Sippy Cup when we were like four or five years old.
You don't need
to drink like a child just because you ordered a water or a soft drink at a restaurant. Grab the cup, pick it up, put it in your mouth like an adult, and be a grown adult human. Down with Big Straw.
Am I wrong?
You're 100% right. Unless there's a health factor. If there's a health factor, I get it. But everybody else, knock it off.
How about
the straw? Unnecessary.
Milkshake. You want a face full of, you want a mustache full of milkshake or chocolate malt? How about a nice boba?
I have
that's straw material.
Tongue and mouth control. I can handle that malt any way you want.
Give me a break.
Any way you want. Bring it on.
What about
Big
like
straw.
A mint julep, like a cocktail with a lot of little, you know, the little pebble ice?
No, I want
mint juleps
a regular
gross.
Drink.
Well,
give Jason a sippy cup.
I'm not saying I want
He's
it.
He's next.
Look,
Mr.
look what
sippy
I
cup.
Have right here. Straw.
Oh, Big Straw. You're a slave
Thank
to
God.
Him.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at HK Group. HKGroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.